This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Basola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates 18-story Damak business complex in Jhapa, says complex sets example of modern development. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu calls on Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Various aspects of Nepal-U.S. bilateral issues discussed. And former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad flees Moscow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated Damak Business Complex at Damak Municipality 3 in Jhapa District yesterday. The 18-story business complex, which is located 4 kilometers away from the main town area, was constructed at a cost of 1,635,446,000 rupees. The government aims to develop the complex into a major destination for domestic and foreign visitors. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli said the Damak Business Complex in Jhapa has set the example of modern development. First Lady Radhika Shakya, Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh, Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Karki, among other dignitaries, attend the inauguration program. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated the Manav Seva Ashram's district office building and laid the foundation stone for the Manav Seva Memorial Block at Amdadi Mechinagar Municipality 4 in Jhapa District yesterday. Prime Minister Oli and First Lady Radhika Shakya inaugurated the building and laid the foundation of the block. United States Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of South and Central Asian Affairs Donald Liu has arrived in Nepal yesterday in connection with his visit to South Asian countries. Before this, he has already visited India and Sri Lanka. The U.S. Department of State said while in Nepal, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State will be meeting with senior leaders of Nepal to advance cooperation on environmental protection, women's empowerment and sustainable development. He will also meet with youth leaders to gain insights into their vision for the future of U.S.-Nepal relations. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Liu held a meeting yesterday with Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. According to the Chief Personal Secretary of Congress President Deoba, in the meeting held at Leader Deoba's personal residence in Budanilkanta of Kathmandu, they discussed various aspects of bilateral issues. Similarly, yesterday itself, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu held a meeting with CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting held at Prachanda's residence in Kumaltar of Lalitpur, they discussed the various dimensions of Nepal-U.S. relations and future cooperation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has urged spokespersons and information officers for federal ministries, constitutional commissions and various bodies to ensure that the right to information was effectively implemented. During a quarterly consultative meeting and interaction with the spokespersons at the ministry yesterday, the minister said the government is ready to further train the spokespersons towards that end. Minister Gurung said that the right to information is a fundamental right of the citizens and hence it is the government's responsibility to implement it by disclosing fact-based information. The minister, who also serves as the government spokesperson, further assured that the government will address the challenges as the role of spokespersons and information officers is of high significance. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Raj Kumar Gupta says the Federal Civil Service Bill will be historic in implementing federalism. Speaking at a meeting of the State Affairs Committee of the Parliament yesterday to discuss the Federal Civil Service Bill, Minister Gupta stated that the bill had been brought to make the bureaucracy more accountable and to systemize the public service impact. Amendment proposals to the bill were also presented, calling for including a health care fund in place of health insurance scheme for civil servants and to make a mandatory provision for all civil servants to travel to remote areas. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Suraj Chandra Lamithani, Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of Bagmati Province, has expressed his commitment to supporting Radio Nepal in making its broadcasting more inclusive. Speaking at an interaction organized by Radio Nepal in Hetauda, the capital of Bagmati Province, yesterday, Minister Lamithani pledged to provide full cooperation to enhance the inclusivity of Radio Nepal's programming. Minister Lamithani, who also serves as the spokesperson of the province government, commended Radio Nepal's effort to uphold the values of multilingual, multicultural and contextual broadcasting as outlined in Nepal's constitution. During the event, Radio Nepal's executive director, Amartosh Lama, highlighted Radio Nepal's ongoing initiatives to work closely with provincial and local governments in order to make its broadcast more community-centered and inclusive. Executive Director Lama also shared that preparations were underway to establish a regional office of Radio Nepal in Hetauda. The International Anti-Corruption Day is observed today with the slogan Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity. The UN General Assembly on the 31st October 2003 adopted the United Nations Convention Against Corruption. The convention entered into force in December 2005. Every year, 9th of December is marked as the International Anti-Corruption Day to raise awareness of corruption and of the role of the convention in combating and preventing it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Syria's former president Bashar al-Assad is in Moscow after fleeing from Damascus as reported by Russian state media. Former president Assad fled when rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham HTS swept into the capital this weekend. Earlier rebel leader Abu Muhammad al-Jawlani had also addressed cheering crowds in a Damascus mosque. Now a sports update. Jonakpur Bolts and Chitwan Rhinos have registered victory in yesterday's match of the Nepal Premier League NPL. In the first match, Jonakpur Bolts defeated Lumini Lions by 1 run at TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. This is the 4th consecutive win of Jonakpur and 4th defeat of Lumini in a row. Lumini failed to chase the target of 137 runs in 20 overs and scored 135 runs by losing 8 wickets. Opted to bat first, Jonakpur Bolts scored 136 runs in 20 overs by losing 9 wickets. Meanwhile, in the second match, the Chitwan Rhinos defeated Sudhir Pashim Royals by 33 runs. This is the 3rd victory of Chitwan and the 1st defeat of Sudhir Pashim in NPL. Sudhir Pashim failed to chase the target of 165 runs. The team was packed up in 18.2 overs and scored only 131 runs. Elected to bat first by winning the toss, Chitwan scored 164 runs in 20 overs by losing 5 wickets. Now Lumini Lions will face Chitwan Rhinos in the next match tomorrow. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province and partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Lumini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province and at a few places of Bagmati, Kandaki and Karnali province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali and Sudur Paschim province and at a few places of high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates 18-storey Dhammak Business Complex in Chapa, says complex sets example of modern development. Visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu calls on Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba and Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. Various aspects of Nepal-U.S. bilateral issues discussed. And former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad flees Moscow. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.